I guess with everything that's been said, I sure better produce. Wow. What about that fella coming in here? Especially this time of day. Praise God. I think I'll just run around a little while and say hallelujah. That'd be all right? Well, used to be a little fella out in Tennessee. He'd come and he'd climb up my wife's lap. And he said, I was Preacher Watkins' mother. I don't know what he meant by all of that. This is old folks' day. And they're fixing the food in the back for the old folks. So you folks that are not old folks, you just have to stay and endure it. How do you get to be an old folk? Well, just don't die. That's all I know. And you say, well, Mr. Watkins, what's the most important thing that you're thinking about or that you're looking forward to right now? The answer is the soon, and I believe the very soon, of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Nobody knows the day nor the hour, but you can sure look and see what's going on and say, along with the saints of God, for the last 2,000 years or so, he's coming again. He said, well, what does it mean to die? Well, there's a biblical a definition for death. And then there's a physical, I guess, whatever the big boys upstairs want to call it. But the biblical definition is, Christian, you say goodbye here and good morning up there. Boom! Now that's worth having a running fit about. Amen? Okay. The physical death is your body just ceases to function. You don't talk anymore. You don't walk around anymore. Your just body doesn't function. And you know what? Every one of us, every human being ever been born or will be born, either going to heaven or going to hell. That kind of wakes you up, doesn't it? Two places to go. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've given to him for that day. Oh, praise God. Say good night here, but woo, good morning up there. I'll get through hauling in a minute. But now, I don't have to worry about getting somewhere to eat. You know, it's right back at half. If you had to die this very moment, do you know for sure that you'd go to heaven? I'm talking the truth. If this very moment you had to pass from this life into the next life, do you know for sure? Do you have the assurance from God Almighty in your heart and in your life that you know that you're going to heaven? Then the next question I want you to think about, especially if you're a Christian, will there be anyone in heaven because of you? Is your life, your ministry, if you're a Christian, you have a ministry. If you don't do anything else except live so that people see Jesus in you. Are there those that are going to go to heaven because you're a Christian? They sing a hymn, "Let others see Jesus in you." Keep telling the story. Be faithful, be true. Let others see Jesus in you. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me, first of all, to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19. In verse 41, the Bible says, Jesus, when he came near the city of Jerusalem, the place where the multitude should be shouting, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Lord Jesus went and looked in the temple. And when he was come near the city, the Bible says he wept over it. Then if you'll turn over to John chapter 11 and verse 35. John chapter 11 verse 35. John chapter 11. I'm looking at my Bible, and my Bible just don't have but the 30 verses. I must have wrote that down wrong. But that's the other place in the Bible that says Jesus wept. John chapter 11. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get it across that there was at least a couple of times that the Lord Jesus wept. And I think this, I think that he looked down through the centuries of time and he saw those that would never hear about him. And he saw those that would hear him but wouldn't accept him. And the multitudes that would be lost and spend eternity in the devil's hell in spite of all that he did to save us. We live in a day I don't know what's happened to America. Jesus wept because of death. Lazarus, his friend, had died, and Jesus wept because of sin. He went to Jerusalem and looked at it. We live in an age when society says, be happy, feel good, don't be serious about anything. The psychology and the positive thinking has brought many to a place that they don't pay much attention to really what's going on. I was in a place not too long ago, and a professor, college professor, brought his little 3-4-year-old girl in with him, and he was looking in his box to see if there's anything there. And I said to the little girl, she could have been over 4 years old, I said, well, how are you, sugar? And she looked right back at me and says, eyes maladjusted. Well, what's going on? You know, eyes maladjusted. Well, okay. But you got to face the fact, sin is real, and hell is forever. There's no hope. And our sense of values in America are just going crazy. I saw a horse race not too long ago, and one of those fellows was really taking off, but something happened. And the horse fell. He'd broken his leg. And there was most awfulest goings on about the horse broke his leg. But I was looking not too long ago about a big fella that could really play football up at NC State. They gave him $56 million to sign a contract to go out on the ball field on once a month for 12, 14 times and try to kill folks. Things gone crazy. And We deduct money from folks' wages that work and give it to folks that won't work so they can go buy a lottery ticket to see if they can win something. Think that through for a while. You fellas that go sweat. And then when you get your paycheck, they done deducted. What's going to happen? The Bible said Jesus wept with strong crying. And he went to a cross for you and for me. My wife and I and our family lived in the jungles of South America. Praise God. I had the privilege to go with some other fellows on a trip out where no white man had ever been before. And on Christmas Day, by the way, my birthday, we walked into a tribe of people born naked, lived naked, died naked. They didn't know there was anybody else in the whole wide world. I was looking at a TV program not too long ago, and it showed some of those fellas. They said, well, we're going to leave here. Am I making all that noise? Huh? Y'all, to pardon me, I got to get cranked up again. I don't know what I'd do if we want some of them fellas. He come over to the house the other day. I got an old lawnmower wouldn't run. He put it in his truck and said, I'll see ya. Well, hallelujah for Jesus. Let me get back to it. Where was I? Huh? Oh, yeah. I saw on TV that those folks were pulling out from where they were. They said, well, what are you leaving here for? He said, the mission work is done. We don't need the white man anymore. There's enough of those fellows got saved and been taught, and they are preaching and teaching and witnessing to their own people. Praise God. That's missions. And they're going to the mountains where the gospel's never been. Be all right if I just stop and cry a little while. The best that's coming. The Bible says Jesus wept. He wept with strong crying. And he went to that cross for you, for me. The Bible said he offered up prayers, Hebrews 5:7, with strong crying and tears. Jesus wept. You see, he looked down through eternity. I'm talking to somebody this morning. There's got to be somebody in a congregation like this. You've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. I thank God for my precious wife. She's the reason I'm saved. There's somebody here this morning. If you had to die this very moment, do you know for sure that you go to heaven? You can know. God's brought you to this service so that you could hear. And if you don't know, if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you had to die right now, that you'd go to heaven, would you please come to this altar. Let someone take God's word and show you how to trust Jesus as your own personal Savior. Folks, that's what church is all about. That's the reason that 100 and some years ago, some folks built a little church building so that people could hear the gospel and come to know Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad that Mama didn't give up on me. I'm so glad that my wife didn't give up on me. It'd get bad around there once in a while. I'd make her cry. Oh, hallelujah. One day I came. And I'm telling you, it's been the best journey. Now, I don't look like an old mean boy in the infantry, but when World War II was coming along, I got 18 years old. They put me in the infantry. They taught me how to shoot people. Take a bayonet on the end of a rifle and run it through somebody. I was in pretty bad shape when they let me come home. Jesus took every bit of it, put it under the blood, never to be brought before him again. He'll do that for you right this minute if you'll come to Christ. You're going to come and sing where? Get me some help up here. If you don't know Jesus, there are people here that love you. It'd just be great if you'd come to Christ. Brother.